Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 27, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Dwolla expands its partnership with Mix Account to Account. A two-way payment services provider, Dwolla has expanded its partnership with MX Technologies Inc. Simple partners with Zomato. Simple has expanded its partnership with Zomato to address the growing number of customers who are seeking a convenient and secure checkout experience. Visa, MasterCard announced U.S. merchant settlement. U.S.-based Visa and MasterCard have announced their legal settlement with U.S. merchants, aiming to minimize and cap their credit card interchange rates. Mintos introduces crowdfunding campaign. Latvia-based multi-asset firm Mintos has announced its intentions to introduce a crowdfunding campaign on Crowdcube, a European private market investment platform. CNPD orders WorldCoin to stop collecting biometric data. Portugal's data regulator CNPD has ordered WorldCoin to stop collecting biometric data for 90 days, as the company raised privacy concerns in multiple countries. Interac launches Fraud Fighters Initiative. Canada-based interbank payments network Interac has launched the Fraud Fighters Initiative in a bid to support fraud education. U.S. Treasury imposes sanctions on Russian fintech operations. The U.S. Treasury has announced that it imposed sanctions on Russian financial services and technology participants for providing services in virtual assets intended to evade Ukraine. French fintech ditches remittances in favor of DeFi. Tempo France claims it is the first fintech in the money transfers market to suspend classical remittances in order to focus exclusively on decentralized finance, DeFi. Ebury expands presence in Africa. Ebury, the global financial services firm, is proud to announce its partnership with dLocal, a leading cross-border payment platform specializing in high-growth markets. Warsaw Stock Exchange postpones system upgrade. The Warsaw Stock Exchange, GPW, has pushed back the planned rollout of a new trading system, GPW Watts. WorldCoin banned in Portugal over privacy concerns. WorldCoin, the crypto biometric project fronted by OpenAI boss Sam Altman, has been temporarily banned in Portugal over data privacy concerns. Sezoon raises $15 million for earned wage access platform. Sezoon, an earned wage access provider for SMEs, has raised $15 million in a Series B extension led by Viola FinTech. SC Ventures leads funding for cloud provider Hive. SC Ventures, Standard Chartered's innovation, fintech investment and ventures arm, is leading a $12 million, USD $13 million, Series A round for distributed cloud provider Hive, to increase access to sustainable, high-powered computing resources for businesses and individuals. Vayana Trade Exchange and Arki collaborate on trade finance. Arki Quantum Inc. NASDAQ, ARQQ, ARQQW, Arki, and Vayana Trade Exchange have announced a partnership to use Arki's trade-secure digital negotiable instrument technology to transform international supply chains. InsurTech Verisk bolsters executive team. Verisk Speciality Business Solutions, Verisk SBS, a leading insurance and reinsurance software specialist operating in London and U.S. reinsurance markets, today announces the appointment of Taha Ahmad to its senior team as Director of Pricing Solutions. HSBC launches venture debt and invests in ASEAN Growth Fund. HSBC has launched its venture debt offering in Singapore in a US$1 billion investment in the ASEAN Growth Fund to scale up digital platform businesses in the region. PayUp partners with Tink to implement Pay by Bank. International payment processor and payment aggregator PayUp has partnered with payment services platform Tink to implement Pay by Bank in Europe. Western Union launches eSIM. Western Union has launched its global eSIM mobile data service, which will enable customers to have full control over their connectivity needs and finances. RiverT partners with Adyen to launch a new invoice solution. Germany-based fintech RiverT has partnered with Netherlands-based Adyen to launch a 14-day invoice solution in the DACH region. AU10TIX expands its digital ID solution. Israel-based identity verification company AU10TIX has announced an expanded solution for its digital ID identity verification product. Visa launches AI-powered fraud prevention solutions. Visa has announced the expansion of its global value-added solutions businesses with the launch of 3 new AI-powered risk and fraud prevention services. MasterCard partners with WorldPay. US-based payment technology corporation MasterCard has entered a collaboration with WorldPay aiming to improve the transaction experience by reducing payment fraud. SumSub to streamline the global travel rule for VASPs. Global full-cycle verification and compliance provider, SumSub, has recently announced its integration with Global Travel Rule, GTR, for crypto companies to securely validate data. Robinhood launches credit card. Robinhood continues to expand beyond its stock trading origins, launching a credit card with a host of perks, including 3% cashback. Stables introduces Australia-Philippines remittances. Australian digital wallet provider and payment startup Stables has announced the launch of international remittances for its thousands of users, focusing on the OPH corridor. Consorsbank Visa card portfolio migrated to Worldline. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, has successfully completed the migration of Consorsbank's Visa card portfolio from the existing legacy mainframe solution to its cutting-edge customer-centric issuing processing solution. RiverT and Adyen team on 14-day invoice offering in DAC region. RiverT and Adyen partner up to offer a 14-day invoice payment solution for Adyen's customers in the DACH region. Central to this collaboration is RiverT's commitment to addressing merchant needs, aiming to enhance the overall merchant experience and drive business growth. Currency hits 100K cardholders. Travel debit card Currency has now hit 100K cardholders with its money-saving solution now used globally every 9 seconds. Western Union launches eSIM mobile data service. eSIM Go today announced Western Union as the latest major brand to launch an eSIM mobile data service using its Powered by Breeze solution. Tink and PayUp partner to roll out Pay by Bank across Europe. PayUp, an international payment processor and a payment aggregator, has partnered with Tink, a market-leading payment services and data enrichment platform, to add Pay by Bank to its checkout options. PayPal invests in Indonesian InsurTech Koala. Omnichannel InsurTech Koala announced the completion of its Series C funding round, raising $47 million led by PayPal Ventures and MassMutual Ventures. Safin unveils dynamic cohorts and signals tools. Safin, the leading provider of SaaS core modernization and transformation solutions for banks, announces the launch of Dynamic Cohorts and Signals, two of our newest comprehensive data capabilities within our core product and pricing platform that extend Zafin's commitment to empower banks worldwide with innovative tools to enhance customer experience and drive growth. ClearBank joins Digital Pound Foundation. ClearBank has announced their membership to the Digital Pound Foundation's, DPF, membership community. ClearBank joins the foundation as an associate member and will take part in the Identity and Privacy and Policy, Legal and Regulatory Working Groups. Connected Infrastructure Startup Peak raises $15 million. Peak, the blockchain for real-world applications and machines, announces raising $15 million in a pre-launch multi-tranche funding round led by Generative Ventures and Borderless Capital with the participation of Spartan Group, HV Capital, CMCC Global, Animoca Brands, Moonrock Capital, Fundamental Labs, TRGC, DWF Labs, Crit Ventures, Cogitant Ventures, NGC Ventures, Agnostic Fund, Altana Wealth, and others. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.